Hey, this morning in studio, we have a very special guest. Miss Andrea Palnasik is here to visit with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good.
Of course, we got the Christian Film Festival going on this weekend, starting tonight and running through Sunday at MyCon downtown in Eau Claire. And Andrea, it's cool. My Christmas Wish is going to be showing Saturday afternoon at 3:45, right?
Yes. Wish for Christmas is showing tomorrow afternoon, and it's a really fun project that I've been able to, well, I wrote, and it was actually filmed in my hometown that I grew up in.
And where's that?
Georgetown, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes.
Were you there for the filming?
We were there for the filming.
You were integral in all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and the church that's featured in it is actually the church that my dad and mom pastored for 50 years. So it's a very special place.
Mm-hmm. Near and dear to your heart on so many levels.
Very much.
So mm-hmm. Wish for Christmas shows at 4 p.m. as part of the God Country Family Film Festival. Folks can still get their tickets for the entire film festival or just for Wish for Christmas. And if you see that, you're probably going to have your appetite whetted and want to see even more of the great films that I'll be showing. I hear that you are going to be in attendance as well to introduce the film tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to have the honor of introducing it tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at 3:45.
Very exciting.
You got to be pretty friendly with one of the actresses in the movie that people may be familiar with, right?
Yes. The movie stars Lee Allen Baker from Good Luck Charlie fame, if for all those moms out there that watch with their kids on the Disney Channel. She is just a delightful woman, really, really super fun and very funny in the film. And Joey Lawrence, the star of the film, is Anna Fricks. And Bill Engvall plays a homeless Santa. So we have Bill back, and he's pretty hilarious.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Come back with more with Andrea Palnasik here on WWIB. WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Don't miss headlines coming up around 7:45. Fun feature. Andrea Palnasik with us, producer from Wish for Christmas and resident of Chippewa Falls, part of the God Country Family Film Fest, Christian Film Fest going on, kicking off tonight at the MyCon downtown in Eau Claire. What do you remember about this movie? Because I remember the first one you'd shot was here in Chippewa Falls. And so you guys had looked at Chippewa, but it turned out they're in your hometown. I think the very church your dad pastored for like 50 years. So what were some of the unique challenges? Take us behind the scenes a little bit in making Wish for Christmas, which is showing tomorrow afternoon, 3:45, part of this film festival, MyCon downtown.
Well, it was really, really fun. I mean, it is my hometown. It is a very traditional big brick church with the parsonage next door. We kind of took over the whole church. We used every office in it for pre-production. We actually, one of the fun things I was thinking on my way here is that our church choir is actually featured in the film, real church choir, which is kind of fun.
fun.
My dad, when you see the scene where they're all leaving church, my dad's the last person to leave, which is really
fun.
A neat thing. And one of the other things that I always forget is I play the pastor's wife. I have a couple lines. And so I really had to step out of my normal life because my husband's a pastor. My dad was a pastor. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And my girls actually play the pastor's kids. And so it's kind of fun. You'll see me probably 3 or 4 times throughout the movie.
Very fun. And now you said tomorrow you're introducing the film at the festival, right?
I am.
Very exciting.
I'm very excited about that.
And Andrea, too, for some people, again, maybe they're easing into the Christmas season. We were even talking a little off air about that, too. And so this is a good film, too, as folks are getting in the Christmas spirit, too, and being reminded, again, of why we celebrate Christmas, too, right? Again, the plot line for this, a high school student makes a wish that her parents would lose their faith. And again, this is kind of the capstone of our faith, that Christ was born of a virgin, born to die and then rise again for our freedom. So talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I think oftentimes Christmas, even for Christians, can become very commercial, and we can get very used to all of the trimmings. And really, we are celebrating that Jesus came and that he changes everything about us. He changes the way we do life. So when this teenager prays that her parents won't believe anymore, actually the whole Christmas season changes. Everything about her life changes. The way her parents do their job, the way they parent, the way they handle everything. And, you know, any of us that are raising our kids to follow after Jesus know that a lot of times our kids complain about some of the things that we want them to do. All of a a sudden at the end, she's like, would you please believe in Jesus again? I really like the old way that it was. Aww. So it's a really a fun story that kind of gives perspective and a nice way to introduce Christmas, that it's not really just about the Christmas tree. There's so much more going on.
Somewhat related to kind of an It's a Wonderful Life in terms of things changing and then saying no, right? I mean, a little bit.
Very,
little
very bit, much. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she all the whole thing is that there's going to be this big Christmas ball in their town, and this young teenager wants to go. And it's the same time as their Christmas worship service. And her parents say, no, you need to go to church with us. And so what do you do when you're a teen? You say, I don't want to go. God, would you please make them not believe in you anymore so that I can go and go to the dance instead? And then everything kind of unravels from there.
It's funny. I feel like that's a piece of my life right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So pretty intriguing. Again, Wish for Christmas tomorrow at 3:45, part of the God Country Family Christian Film Fest going on starting today, MyCon downtown. We've got lots and lots of tickets for people to take advantage of.
This, friends, is our public service on the Wake Up Show every single week, because we know how busy you are, and goodness knows you're even more busy around the holiday season. So we take all of the information from news, politics, sports, celebrity culture, all of that, and we just aggregate it and we just put it all together in a nice little condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
All right, batting leadoff. For many of us, it's time to go shopping.
Well, you know you spent too much on Christmas last year when you pull up to Walmart this year and the manager offers to park your car.
Well, the mall parking lot was packed over the weekend. I don't know if you guys realized. You know, I parked so far away by the time I got to the store, they were putting up Valentine's Day decorations.
Wow. Oh, sad. Yeah. Cyber Monday went well this week.
Yeah, and by well, I mean like no one got trampled.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
Well, winter's almost here.
Yeah, guys, I've switched to my winter socks. They're the same as the summer one, but they have less holes. So, you know,
very handy.
Three guys drove across the U.S. in record time of 27 hours, 25 minutes.
They're obviously not related. Obviously. A study says that by sticking to a diet that includes 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, you can add as much as 4.5 years to your life.
Yeah, most of which is going to be spent in the bathroom.
True.
Hey, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree was lit this week. New Yorkers gathered around, held hands, and gave thanks. They're not living in D.C.
Amen. A study finds Starbucks festive-themed hot drinks have the same amount of sugar as 3 cans of Coke.
3 times the sugar, 10 times the uppity. Hey, Time Magazine will announce its Person of the Year next week, and I'm just saying it better be Baby Yoda.
I completely agree.
How can't it be?
Right.
A man who went to a hospital in South Korea complaining of headaches found out... Problem was, he had a nail stuck in his skull.
Ow. They removed the nail, although they warned him the hair may not grow back over the spot because they had to spackle the hole and sand it down.
You always have to repair those holes. Ford will use McDonald's coffee waste to make new car components.
Every time I use my turn signal, I smell Italian roast.
And finally, as we all know, it's shopping season. I think retailers are collecting way too much personal information about us. My wife took just one day off from Christmas shopping. She got like a dozen get well cards from all the stores. Those are your headlines, friends, and now you're all caught up. So again, in the shopping season, as we are going into this and you have your list and you're checking it twice about, okay, so we've got the kids, we've got grandma and grandpa, and then we've got, you know, maybe Sunday school teachers,
yes,
and we've got neighbors
teachers,
and postal delivery
teachers.
Folks and your garbage collectors and all those things. You're trying to make sure you don't forget anyone.
Right. Hairdressers. I always get my hairdresser.
Your
a
kids'
something.
Teachers.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, oh, mom and dad, I need a present for,
the gift
you know,
exchange
Mrs. So-and-so.
Today.
And, yeah. And. Then things like this happen. Teachers have listed some of the more interesting gifts they have received from students.
This
they include the following.
Okay.
One teacher says, I received a used, not new, roll of duct tape. Handy, practical.
Nice.
This is for all the stuff I'll break in the classroom this year.
One year, a child gave me a plate with crumbs on it. There had been cookies on it, but the kid ate them on the way to school.
I love that kid. That kid, I want to be the
That's
friend.
That's my kid, yeah.
One teacher says, my aide received one earring. When she asked about the other one, the student said he gave it to the librarian.
Aww.
It's a matching set if you stand real close.
Why not? I got an avocado wrapped in aluminum foil.
Preserve that
says.
Thing.
Oh, no.
A teacher says, I received a box of chocolates one year. At home, I put it in the freezer. A few months later, I opened the freezer and took out the box. Inside was a tie.
You got to check the box. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. This teacher says, a child once gave me the most unique Christmas gift ever. It was a mug that said, Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Merry Christmas.
There you go.
Happy St. Patty's Day. We'll cover them both. And again... Most interesting gifts teachers have received from students. One teacher says, I received a wall calendar that was about to expire. That's why it was on clearance.
Good times. I don't know. It's hard, though. Teacher gifts are hard.
They are difficult.
Because, like, you know, they get inundated with food and mugs. And what do you get? Because, like, I got, like, 20 teachers that might, you know, because middle school, high school. What do you get when you're beyond that just one or two teacher
Here's
phase
the thing.
Without breaking the bank? It's so hard.
And I think, too, you know, showing your support, offering to help, but there's so little handwritten writing that goes on these days,
a
too. So, I mean,
note.
Just a sincere Merry Christmas thank you note that just says, here's something I appreciate about you and what you do for my child.
Yes.
Maybe that can go even further than something that's worth 10, 15, 20 bucks. So
I completely, completely agree.
Show them you care.
They need our thanks. They deal with our kids all day.
Well, in case you hadn't heard, officials in Madison have updated the driving rules for Wisconsin. We wanted to make sure we let you know as soon as possible.
So many changes to be aware of. Absolutely.
Are they serious?
Wait,
and see. Starting off with this, a right lane construction closure is actually just a game to see how many people can cut in line by passing you on the right as you sent the left lane, waiting for the same drivers to squeeze their way back in before hitting the orange construction barrels.
Like
somehow I'm feeling like Chicago taught us that.
Turn signals will give away your next move. A real Wisconsin driver never uses them.
Never.
Under no
never.
Under no circumstances should you leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you. That space will be filled by somebody else, putting you in an even more dangerous situation.
Crossing two or more lanes in a single lane change is actually just considered going with
the
flow.
Forget that 7 second per lane rule.
The faster you drive through a red light, the smaller the chance you have of getting hit.
Super smart, Madison.
Braking is to be done as hard and as late as possible to ensure that your ABS kicks in, giving a nice, relaxing foot massage as that brake pedal pulsates. For those of you without ABS, it's a chance to stretch your legs.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Updated driving rules, never pass on the left when you can pass on the right.
Wow. This sounds contrarian to me. Always slow down and rubberneck when you see an accident or even if someone's just changing a tire.
Yeah.
Totally stare. Safe to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Throwing litter on the roads adds variety to the landscapes and gives those Adopt-a-Highway crews just something to do.
So really, you're just helping.
You're helping.
State police cars passing at high speed may actually be followed in the event you need to make up a few minutes in your commute.
It's nice that they clear the way for you. Learn to swerve abruptly. Wisconsin is the home of high-speed slalom driving thanks to our Department of Transportation, which places potholes in various locations just to test the driver's reflexes.
I hear it's going to be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
This holiday season, we're encouraging you here in Wisconsin to honk your horn at cars that don't move the instant the light changes.
The instant the light changes, because if they take a nanosecond from your...
If you see that
commute and from your life, you can never get that back.
Opposite direction turning yellow, just lay on the horn right there. That way they'll know to watch for that green.
Final updated driving rule. We will defer to Mrs. Roth here.
Real women drivers can put on pantyhose, apply eye makeup, and balance the checkbook at 75 miles per hour in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Again, tongue firmly in cheek.
If you're taking your driver's test, please disregard
everything we
just said. Because, yeah, you want to actually not do any of those things.
Get where you're going safely today and keep it tuned right here to your Christmas station, WWIB. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.